The Second Century, paragraphs 71 through 80. Number 71. Creatures are multiplied that our treasures may be multiplied and their places enlarged, that the territories of our joys might be enlarged, with all which our souls may be present in immediate manner. For since the sun, which is a poor little dead thing, can at once shine upon many kingdoms and be wholly present, not only in many cities and realms upon the earth, but in all the stars in the firmament of heaven, surely the soul, which is a far more perfect sun, nearer unto God in excellency and nature, can do far more. But that which of all wonders is the most deep and incredible is, that a soul, whereas one would think it could measure but one soul, which is as large as it, can exceed that and measure all souls, wholly and fully. This is an infinite wonder indeed. For admit that the powers of one soul were fathomless and infinite, are not the powers so also of another? One would think, therefore, that one soul should be lost in another, and that two souls should be exactly adequate. Yet indeed my soul can examine and search all the chambers and endless operations of another, being prepared to see innumerable millions. Number 72. Here is a glorious creature. But that which makes the wonder infinitely infinite is this, that one soul, which is the object of mine, can see all souls, and all the secret chambers, and endless perfections in every soul. Yea, and all souls with all their objects in every soul. Yet mine can accompany all these in one soul, and without deficiency exceed that soul and accompany all these in every other soul, which shows the work of God to be deep and infinite. Number 73. Here upon earth, perhaps, where our estate is imperfect, this is impossible. But in heaven, where the soul is all act, it is necessary. For the soul is there all that it can be. Here it is to rejoice in what it may be. Till therefore the mists of error and clouds of ignorance that confine the sun be removed, it must be present in all kingdoms and ages virtually, as the sun is by night, if not by clear sight and love, at least by its desire, which are its influences and its beams, working in a latent and obscure manner on earth, above in a strong and clear. Number 74. The world serves you therefore in maintaining all people in all kingdoms, which are the Father's treasures, and your as yet invisible joys, that their multitudes at last may come to heaven and make those innumerable thousands whose hosts and employments will be your joy, whose order, beauty, melody, and glory will be your eternal delights, and of whom you have many a sweet description in the Revelation. These are they of whom it is said, After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb. Of which it is said, They fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, of whom it is said, I saw a sea of glass, and they that had gotten the victory over the beast standing on it. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, because thy judgments are made manifest. Number 75. That all the powers of your soul shall be turned into act in the kingdom of heaven is manifest by what St. John writes in the Isle of Patmos. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever." Number 76. These things shall never be seen with your bodily eyes, but in a more perfect manner. You shall be present with them in your understanding. You shall be in them to the very center, and they in you. As light is in a piece of crystal, so shall you be with every part and excellency of them. An act of the understanding is the presence of the soul, which being no body but a living act, is a pure spirit and mysteriously fathomless in its true dimensions. By an act of the understanding, therefore, be present now with all the creatures among which you live, and hear them in their beings and operations, praising God in a heavenly manner, some of them vocally, others in their ministry, all of them naturally and continually. We infinitely wrong ourselves by laziness and confinement. All creatures in all nations and tongues and people praise God infinitely, and the more for being your soul and perfect treasures. You are never what you ought till you go out of yourself and walk among them. Number 77. Were all your riches here in some little place, all other places would be empty. It is necessary, therefore, for your contentment and true satisfaction, that your riches be dispersed everywhere. Whether is more delightful to have some few private riches in one, and all other places void, or to have all places everywhere filled with our proper treasures? Certainly, to have treasures in all places. For by that means we are entertained everywhere with pleasures, are everywhere at home honored and delighted, everywhere enlarged and in our own possessions. But to have a few riches in some narrow bounds, though we should suppose a kingdom full, would be to have our delights limited, and infinite spaces dark and empty, wherein we might wander without satisfaction, so that God must of necessity, to satisfy his love, give us infinite treasures, and we of necessity seek for our riches in all places. Number 78. The heavens and the earth serve you, not only in showing unto you your Father's glory, as all things without you are your riches and enjoyments, but as within you also, they magnify, beautify, and illuminate your soul. For as the sunbeams illuminate the air and all objects, yet are themselves also illuminated by them, so fareth it with the powers of your soul. The rays of the sun carry light in them as they pass through the air, but go on in vain till they meet an object, and there they are expressed. They illuminate a mirror and are illuminated by it. For a looking-glass without them would be in the dark, and they without the glass unperceived. There they revive and overtake themselves, and represent the effigies from whence they came, both of the sun and heavens, and trees and mountains, if the glass be seated conveniently to receive them. Which, were it not that the glass were present there, one would have thought even the ideas of them absent from the place. Even so, your soul in its rays and powers is unknown, and no man would believe it present everywhere, were there no objects there to be discerned. Your thoughts and inclinations pass on, and are unperceived, but by their objects are discerned to be present, being illuminated by them, for they are present with them and active about them. They receive and feel themselves, and by those objects live in employment, being turned into the figure and idea of them. For as light varies upon all objects, whither it cometh and returneth with the form and figure of them, so is the soul transformed into the being of its object. Like light from the sun, its first effigies is simple life, the pure resemblance of its primitive fountain. But on the object which it meets, it is quickly changed, and by understanding becomes all things. Number 79. Objective treasures are always delightful, and though we travail endlessly to see them, all our own is infinitely pleasant, and the further we go, the more delightful. If they are all ours wholly and solely, and yet nevertheless everyone's too, it is the most delightful accident that is imaginable, for thereby two contrary humors are at once delighted, and two inclinations that are both in our natures, yet seem contradictory, are at once satisfied. The one is the avaricious humor and love of propriety, whereby we refer all unto ourselves, and naturally desire to have all alone in our private possession, and to be the alone and single end of all things. This we perceive ourselves, because all, universally and everywhere, is ours. The other is the communicative humor that is in us, whereby we desire to have companions in our enjoyments, to tell our joys, and to spread abroad our delights, and to be ourselves the joy and delight of other persons. For thousands enjoy all as well as we, and are the end of all, and God communicates all to them as well as us, and yet to us alone, because He communicates them to us, and makes them our rich and glorious companions, to whom we may tell our joys and be blessed again. How much ought we to praise God for satisfying two such insatiable humors that are contrary to each other? One would think it impossible that both should be pleased, and yet His divine wisdom has made them helpful and perfective to each other. Number 80. Infinite love cannot be expressed in finite room, but must have infinite places wherein to utter and show itself. It must therefore fill all eternity and the omnipresence of God with joys and treasures for my fruition. And yet it must be expressed in a finite room by making me able, in a center, to enjoy them. It must be infinitely expressed in the smallest moment by making me able in every moment to see them all. It is both ways infinite, for my soul is an infinite sphere in a center. By this way you know that you are infinitely beloved. God hath made your spirit a center in eternity, comprehending all, and filled all about you in an endless manner with infinite riches, which shine before you and surround you with divine and heavenly enjoyments.